This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another recording of Women's Health Magazine. We are starting with Liz's letter. She's the editor-in-chief, and this is the May-June issue. Liz says, at our cover shoot in California, I stood about 20 feet away from the set and witnessed Megan Thee Stallion gamely bearing her body for our body issue. While the camera clicked, she smiled, tossed her hair, and gave 100%, excuse me, like the megawatt star she is. But it was how Megan carried herself between takes that blew me away. Each time the photographer finished several minutes of snaps, Megan would slip into the robe waiting for her offset. Then she'd stand right next to me and peek at the monitor as the images flashed by. Her face? Neutral, content, peaceful. She didn't point at perceived imperfections on the screen. She made no demands to nix an image from consideration. Did we get the shot, she'd asked, or want me to do it again? This is a woman accustomed to being photographed, yes, but arguably never like this, never so vulnerably. Her understated confidence was inspiring. Cut to a recent poll of women's health followers on Instagram. The responses made it clear that some of us are in a very different place with our bodies, with more than a few readers who reported feeling fat and overweight or weak. And 38% asked women's health for expert tips and advice because they want help not feeling this way. It must also be said that many shared how strong and gorgeous they feel. While it broke my heart to think of our readers navigating feelings that are uncomfortable at best and damaging at worst, I appreciated the candor. Because sometimes, as the editor-in-chief of this brand, with all the privilege and access it affords me to not only interview the world's best researchers, but also engage in honest conversation with other women's health editors on topics like mental and emotional health and body image, I forget that my perspective is unique. I'm not saying I never feel less than or too much, because I do. But in my experience, the more we talk about it, the less we feel that way, and the more we can heal and grow. And so, Women's Health listened. We considered every word of your feedback as we developed the stories we tell about ourselves and our bodies. We also included first-person essays from a variety of women who share their evolving perspectives, the challenges, the wins, on their bodies, because you also asked for personal stories. The result is a package brimming with actionable advice, honest conversation, and I hope, inspiration. Back in New York City, several weeks after the LA shoot with Megan, I posted for headshots in a studio. You know the drill: hair, makeup, styling, then lights, camera, action. Across the set, my teammates from the photo department stood and watched the images on a monitor. Between takes, I consciously thought of Megan and vowed to bring her energy to each peek I took of the photographs. No obsessing over how my body moved. I develop robot limbs when a photographer tells me to walk. No knocking the way my skin crinkles when I smile. That's just what happens when I cheese. It was fun trying the Megan method, and even better, it made me feel really good, like better than I've ever felt during a photo shoot. I hope you'll give some of the suggestions in this issue a try, and that they make you feel good, too. Well, thank you, Liz. And we are moving on to Own Your Morning. This is by Shanti Lowry, actor and dancer. Shanti says, I've become a morning person since the birth of my two-year-old, Alora. My daughter wakes me up between 4:45 and 5:30 a.m. And the first thing I do is chug coconut water. Then I breastfeed Alora for about half an hour. I use that time to reflect on the things I'm grateful for, big and small. My husband brings me coffee, doctored with oat milk and a little hot chocolate powder, and he takes our daughter downstairs to start breakfast. That's when I pop on my phone to see what's going on for the day. After I do a stretching routine for 15 to 30 minutes and my manifestations, goals I want to accomplish either that day or in my lifetime. After manifestations, I finish my stretching by listening to the news on the new Apple News app. Next, I begin my spa treatment. I wash my face and use the Glow Pro Microneedling Regeneration Tool. Then I play Tatcha Essence and use my Solo Wave Red Light Wand, followed by my MDO Intense Hydrating Moisturizer and Sunscreen. She says, I do not wear a lot of makeup. In lieu of breakfast, I have brunch between 11 and 12. It's typically oatmeal with nuts and berries or an egg dish. Finally, Alora and I go for a walk. It's an important part of the morning as it gets us both in the right mindset for the day. Here are her morning must-haves. Number one, Vita Coco. She says, I'm obsessed. If you see me out and I don't have one, offer me one because I'm ill. Number two, Osmia Black Clay Facial Soap. It gets you clean but doesn't strip your skin. And number three, SolarWave Serum. I think it really plumps the skin and takes the redness out. Next, Future of Fitness. Earlier this year, Women's Health and Men's Health teamed up with The Hartford, a leading small business insurance provider, to host our first ever Strength and Diversity Summit, a day of networking and life-changing inspiration led by true trailblazers in the fitness industry. Here are our panelists' best insight that anyone can apply to life. Reframe your fitness mindset. Movement should be something that brings joy to our lives. That's why we actually appreciate, not a punishment. That's what makes people want to come back to a gym space. That's by Chrissy King, author of The Body Liberation Project. Go all in. If you have something you love, just tell yourself, keep going. Have the pictures up on your wall. Write about it, read about it, study about it, take all the classes, do everything you can to learn about it, and just go for it. And if you don't have a passion, try different things so you can find that passion. That's by Olivia Bowman Jackson, former Alvin Alley, American Dance Theater company member, and Alley Extension instructor. Embrace what makes you, you. I never thought I'd get here. I thought people would see me and reject me because I'm not super thin and I don't have washboard abs. But the reason people follow and support me is for that. So just keep showing up. That's by Kiki Hill, fitness influencer. Never settle. I tell instructors, the day you stop approaching classes as if you're earning your right to be there, you don't belong there anymore. That's the standard I hold myself to. That's by Robin Arzon, Peloton's Vice President of Fitness Programming and Head Instructor. Don't just follow the pack. Because everyone is doing it is not a sales strategy. We're in this time of social media where we want to emulate whatever people are doing, but trends aren't necessarily going to get you dollars in your bank account. That's by Ariel Belgrave, trainer and Women's Health Advisory Board member. Well, all great advice. Next, firsts class. When Women's Health Special Projects Director Amanda Lucci discovered an exclusive club catering to magicians, she found not just a potential hobby, but a new mission in life. Before. On a work trip to Los Angeles last year, the Women's Health team drove past the Magic Castle, a private clubhouse for magicians. Guests must be either a member or accompanied by one. And once you get the coveted invite, you must follow a strict dress code of formal wear. I was enchanted by this Mecca of magic, world famous for more than 60 years. It became my mission to find out what it takes to get in. The problem? I'd never attempted a magic trick before, and I'm not much of a performer. Back in New York, I booked private classes at Brooklyn Magic Shop, a storefront and performance space in Carroll Gardens owned by husband and wife duo Danielle and Diana Morales. They opened it in 2021 with a mission to make magic more accessible. Both Latino artists, the couple strives to create space for women and people of color in a field that typically caters to men. Seriously, try to name a female magician. Danielle, who taught my classes, discovered magic when he came across a local shop as a kid. So owning this spot is a full circle dream. I loved hearing about the camps they lead. It turns out learning magic can help children develop confidence and critical thinking. And for adults, preparing a magic routine can at least result in some pretty cool party tricks. During. Daniel assured me that anyone can be good at magic with enough practice. He also said that training for a magic castle audition can take 2 years or more. Well, that's fair, so I focused on just absorbing everything I could. He showed me a body contortion trick first. Choreographing my arms and fingers felt unnatural and clunky, like being a newbie at a gym, struggling to find that elusive mind-muscle connection and feeling nervous that everyone in the weight room is staring. But here's the trick about magic. You don't need to be perfect at every trick. In fact, the best magicians develop a style that suits their personality. Daniel gave me the tools, but it was up to me to execute. Once I understood that the magic I performed was less about copycat movements and more about my own interpretation, the tricks and sleight of hand came more easily. After, I expected to have my mind blown, but the tricks themselves, which by the way, I'm getting pretty good at, were the least illuminating part of my magical journey. Don't get me wrong, pulling back the curtain is incredibly fun. The feeling of mystifying my husband by guessing a particular shade of crayon he'd chosen gave me a natural high. And there's a good chance that if you run into me in New York City, I will greet you with a coin trick. But magic is so much more than misdirection or mentalism, or even having an elegant brunch in a magic castle. It requires a mastery of your own mind and body, and the confidence to tap into that unique facet of your personality to create a performance that entertains and delights. In magic, as in life, the most satisfying results come when you stop trying to emulate others and start being yourself. I may not be a pro just yet, but knowing that the true magic is already within me is a pretty powerful bit of hocus pocus. Next, fridge goals. Take a peek into the refrigerators of women's health editors and advisors for their must-buy products. For this issue, we asked, what do you keep on hand for fast midday fuel? Let's talk lunch. The first is Gotham Green's classic pesto. Kate Merker, chief food director, says, a tablespoon instantly ups the ante on whatever I'm eating. I fold some into chopped eggs for an easy sandwich filling, or I'll add a splash of vinegar and oil for a flavorful vinaigrette. Next, Abigail Cuffey, executive editor, likes Real Good Foods lightly breaded chicken strips. These crisp up beautifully in the air fryer, and they have 23 grams of protein per serving. Wow, I always keep a bag in the freezer. Next, Joy Cho, the assistant food editor, she likes Ezekiel 4-9 sesame sprouted whole grain bread. It's the perfect flourless toasted vehicle for a variety of toppings, from PB&J to cottage cheese, tomatoes, and flaky salt. Ooh, that's one of my favorites too. Next, from Christina Couric, recipe developer, she likes Trader Joe's jicama sticks. She says, I keep a stash in the fridge so I can scoop up tuna or chicken salad for a quick and balanced option that has a decent dose of protein and fiber. Next, from Marley Higa, copy and research chief, she likes the Sea Point Farms edamame. She says, I'll heat ginger and garlic in sesame oil, then stir in shoyu, maple syrup, and chili crisp, and toss with the edamame, or just shell it plain into a salad. Mmm, sounds wonderful. All right, moving on for a long weekend. Eager to check off a long-awaited bucket list experience, lifestyle director Lindsay Geller embarked on an Arctic adventure to Tromsø, Norway. What to do in Tromsø, Norway? Take the plunge at Pust, P-U-S-T, a floating sauna nestled in the town's historic harbor. The highlight of my trip was an afternoon spent cannonballing into contrast therapy there. First, I felt my muscles relax as I lounged in the heated wooden room and took in the straight views. After I was sufficiently sweaty, I jumped into the Arctic waters. Temperatures range from 39.4 degrees to 52.3 degrees. Instant invigoration. The next morning, I played with huskies at this Tromsø Wilderness Center. But it's not all head scratches and belly rubs. Every year, these sled dogs compete in the longest dog sledding race in Europe. Visitors can see their skills with 4 husky sled rides and 1 or 5 day husky expeditions. For a slower paced session, the Husky Cafe is open each summer, allowing guests to eat treats, surrounded by 200 cuddly huskies. In the early evening, the Tromsø cable car offers a chance to watch the sunset atop a snow-capped mountain. It took less than 5 minutes to climb the 1,381 feet to the observation deck, where we had dinner in a glass dining room at the summit. The next day, our group sailed through the fjords on a restored fishing boat, the Hermes II. I reveled in views of the countryside while slipping coffee as the Arctic Ocean breeze kicked up, then spent the afternoon exploring town. Once night fell, it was back to the fjords for a cruise with Brim Explorer in search of the Aurora Borealis. The green dancing lights remained elusive, but the night was still memorable. What to buy? I bought 2 pairs of Norwegian wool socks, one for myself and one for my husband from a local shop. It felt like an appropriate gift for my always practical partner, whose eyes lit up as soon as I showed him. Other travelers raged about Men Plus Vintage, a vintage clothing shop in town, so naturally I had to check it out. I walked in and fell in love with a patterned silk button-up blouse that's now become one of my favorite pieces of workwear. What to eat? Tromsø is an island in the town of Tromsø Strait, so seafood is a staple. As a vegetarian, rather, I didn't partake of any herring or Atlantic cod, but my travel companions went for the tasty fish dishes at Mathelin. I opted for a root vegetable steak surrounded by savory squash-based sauce and roasted Brussels sprouts. For a casual yet hearty lunch, go to Masken Verdestedet. I ordered a grilled veggie burger. Half protein, will travel, complete with fries and homemade ketchup. And no day was complete without a stop at the Sky Bar Moxie, where I had a nightcap while soaking up the panoramic views of Tromsø's evening sky. Wow, that sounds amazing. Next, moving on to the beauty section. Winner's Circle. Women's Health tested thousands of the latest beauty launches to find the products that truly deliver. These 59 standouts made the cut. And let's see what they are. body. The skin below your chin can get short shrift. These goodies will make you want to take care of it all. There's nothing quite like the rush of optimism you feel flipping the top of a new product open. Is this the one that'll finally clear up your skin or make those curls pop or impart a fresh from the gym flush even on rest days? These hopes can so easily be dashed when a formula doesn't perform as promised. And then it's on to the next. We want you always to grab a winner, so we did the choosing for you. Say hello to the recipients of the 2024 Women's Health Beauty Awards. Over the course of the past year, the Women's Health Beauty team searched for the best of the best. Interesting formulas, luxurious scents, and cutting-edge ingredients. We tried nearly 400 finalists and got the entire staff in on the testing fun. After months of living life with them, these are the products that really truly wowed us. Best Body Wash. Hyaluronic acid and squalene unite in this lather to keep you silky smooth. I didn't apply lotion after using this and my skin wasn't even a little bit dry, says one tester. What they love? Dove Hydration Boost Body Wash for $10. Next, the best lotion. A budget-friendly moisturizer with a lot of value. It reduces dark spots and even skin tone while leaving behind the most radiant finish. You've got to try this Glow Getter. They are talking about Vaseline Radiant X Even Tone Body Lotion for $14. Best Body Sunscreen. Tired of white casts and smelly creams? Well, we are too. This goes on super light and is 100% invisible. It's so good, I turned my SPF adverse partner into a fan, raves our tester. What do they like? It's called Super Goop. Unseen Sunscreen Body SPF 40 for $42. Best Cream Deodorant. Whole body deodorants are all the rage right now. This one keeps you dry without cornstarch and smells like heavenly coconut and hibiscus. It's by Shea Moisture, Whole Body Deo Cream, $11. Best Body Scrub. Some scrubs are too gritty to be pleasant. This one smooths with finely ground olive seed powder and alpha hydroxy acids. It's by Youth to the People, 10% AHA and Yerba Mate Smoothing Body Scrub, $42. Best Scent Innovation. If your perfume tends to fade, grab one of these floral smelling capsules. Just twist off the top, squeeze out the juice, and dab it on your pulse points. They are talking about Marc Jacobs Daisy Drops Signature Eau de Toilette, $30. Best Fragrance. An update to the classic J'adore scent by master perfumer Francis Kurkdjian. Some florals smell powdery, but this one is not too overpowering, says a tester. They love Dior J'adore L'Or Essence de Parfum, $170. Wow, you better love that. Best Spray Deodorant. The aluminum-free spritz you can use on your pits, your underboobs, your feet, anywhere you want, really. It was also gynecologist tested just to be extra safe. They're talking about Secret Whole Body Deodorant Spray for $14. Next, the best razor. The 5-blade cartridge on this razor provides an even shave that easily removes coarse pubic hair. The tool has a flexible head and easy-to-grip handle for control. It's by Flamingo Pubic Razor, $10. Best Shave Oil. Razor bumps can make shaving a literal pain. Sidestep that issue with this velvety, non-pore clogging oil that'll help your blades glide over skin with ease. Creams? Please. They're talking about Eos. It's the cashmere shave oil for $9. Best Body Serum. Apply post-shower to get rid of body acne and rough texture. Exfoliating succinic acid, and soothing blue tansy oil get the job done right. You'll be bump free. It's by Bioma Smoothing Body Serum, $14. Best Body Oil. Love all over oils, but hate feeling slimy after slathering one on? This non-greasy formula, which locks in moisture with jojoba, baobab, and coconut, was literally made for you. It's by Hanny, Good Aura Body Oil, $34. And we will continue on. Come along with us. The next is Best Acne Body Wash. Salicylic acid unclogs pores to show pimples and ingrown hairs the door, while vitamin B3 addresses uneven skin tone and texture. They are talking about Olay Skin Solutions Hydrating Body Wash with salicylic acid, $9. Best Body Exfoliator. Rough, flaky skin is no match for this cocktail of glycolic and mandelic acids. I don't use body scrubs, so to have this serum that exfoliates is great, our tester says. It's by You Beauty, resurfacing body compound, for $128. Best Sunscreen Spray. A mess-free mist that shows up on skin when it's first sprayed, so you know what spots you may have missed, but disappears immediately after. No white residue here. It's by Elta MD Skincare. It's the UV AOX Mist Broad Spectrum SPF 40 for $45. Best Body Retinol. The fast-acting serum uses a blend of retinol and acids to address crepiness, scars, dark spots, and more. What really impressed us, it doesn't leave behind a tacky film like others. It's by Necessaire, the body retinol, for $55. All right. Moving on to makeup. A skin tint that perfects in one swipe, a lip and cheek stick you can dab on in seconds. These items please with their ease. Best Skin Tint. The coverage is sheer and it adapted to my skin tone for a nice boost, our tester says of the 8 shades. And they like CoverGirl Simply Age Ageless Skin Perfector Essence. That is amazing. All right, going back, talking about skin, the best in skin, fine lines, gone. Dark spots, a thing of the past. That zit that won't quit, adios, honey. These creams and lotions deliver. For best cleanser, this cream to foam wash removes dirt and oil without leaving squeaky clean tightness in its wake. A tester had softer skin after 2 weeks. They like Clark's Botanicals Heal Plus Hydrate B3 Cleanser for $50. The best micellar water. An excellent makeup removing product, yes, but this brilliant 2-for-1 also exfoliates with a blend of gentle acids. Skin is left clean and glowy, a win-win. It's by Garnier Skin Active Micellar Gentle Peeling Water for $12. Well, my friends, we've reached the end of our time. I hope you've enjoyed this issue, beginning of the May-June Women's Health Magazine. My name is Susie Bartlett. Go out and make it the best day ever. Take care.